Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Ayin Vav, and we are 15 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis Omar Rabbi Elazar. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shleima for Rivka Bas Rachel. So we're at the very tail end of the Divrei Agada tucked away in Maseches Bava Basra in the beginning of Perek Hamecher Es Hasfina. The Gemara did what it always does in the Agadat HaSugyas. It digressed, and then digressed from its digression. Digression, ben benoishal digression. We're holding right now in the midst of a Gemara that talks a little bit about Yerushalayim of La'asa Lavoi. And it's interesting, my hergish was that we had a raid bite at the end of Cheskes Abatim, which really was Mekusha to the first daf of Hamoicheres Abayis, where we talked about that there seems to be some disproportionate amount of reference in Bava Basra to La'asa Lavoi. Perek HaShutvin talks right in the beginning about the Beis HaMikdash. Cheskes Abatim ends talking about Kol HaMesabel, Al Yerushalayim, Zoyche V'Roy B'Simchasa. And there's a lot of Gemaras seemingly tucked away, almost Shaloi B'Mkoymoi, here in Bava Basra that talk about Yerushalayim, talk about the Beis HaMikdash, Befrat Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash of La'asa Lavoi. This is another Gemara that does just that. At the time, we shtel tzu, the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Pinchas, that compares the three bavas to the trajectory of man through this world. Bava Kama is Darba Avos Nezikin, when a person is Chayte. Bava Metzia, he's lost. Zeh Oimer Ani Metzasiyah, V'zeh Oimer Ani Metzasiyah. It's the Mahalach of Tshuva that allows a person who sinned to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then in Bava Basra, his Tshuva is Neskabel and it becomes a Shutif with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Bava Basra, just because you're lost, Achvishtarcha, but there's a statute of limitations. There's a point where even if you don't have Yishtar, it's going to be okay. And the Hergish was, it's almost Befurish and Desire, that Bava Basra has a lot to do with this idea of our Tshuva being Neskabel, this idea of the Gula Asida. So this is another Gemara here in Bava Basra that seems to bring out this point. Regardless, Omer Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, Asidim Tzadikin, Sha'omrim Lifneim Kadosh. There'll be a day that the Malachim are going to say Kadosh to the Tzadikim, Kederech Sha'omrim Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the same way that today they say Kadosh, not just Kadosh, 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 for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, it's learned out from the following pasuk. It says, "V'haya hanishar b'tzion, v'hanoisar b'Yerushalayim," referring to the ones that are going to be remaining at the end of days, the tzaddikim. Kadosh yeyomar loy, kadosh will be said to them. What comes to mind is Rashi, right in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim tiu yochel kamoini tamid loymar a drasha. No, you can't be as kadosh as a kadosh baruch hu. But Yudu, the Bali Musar, all said that from the Havamina of that Chazal, Yochel Kamoini, you see how Kadosh a person could come. That there was even a Havamina of Yochel Kamoini, that maybe a person could achieve the level of Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asidim Tzadikim Sha'omrim Lefneim Kadosh. It talks about the Mailas HaKedusha that the Tzadik one day is going to have. Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lagbias, Yerushalayim, Gimel Parsois, Lamailo. This is going to be a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lift Yerushalayim. How high? Three parsois. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'ro'ama, Yerushalayim will be lifted, V'yoshva tachteo, and it is going to settle tachteo. My tachteo, what does tachteo mean? Kit tachteo, meaning how high is it going to be? What's the V'ro'ama going to be? The height is going to be kit tachteo, and the tachteo of Yerushalayim is three parsois. That's how you know that one day Yerushalayim is going to be lifted three parsois. Says the Gemara, my tachteo close to parsois. How do we know that Yerushalayim is three parsois? Amar Rabbis, the Rabbis, the Baal Memra, he explained. He said, Amalia Husaba. I heard from Ahusaba. So who's Ahusaba? Tosfos in the first part of Masechtas Chulin says that Ahusaba maybe brings it as a Yesh Oimrim is Eliyahu Hanavi. We spoke out last week from the Sefer Birchas Avram, Rabbi Avram Shapiro, Hashem Yim Kam Damoy. That could be the diktuk of that shita is not the Saba, it's the Hahu Saba with the Hey Ayadiyah. Hahu Taya, maybe of our sugis is also Eliyahu Hanavi. But either way, Rabbi said, I heard from Ahu Saba, the Dichaz Yerushalayim Kamaisa, I saw the original Yerushalayim, meaning the original borders of Yerushalayim, Utlasa Parsi Havya, and it was three parsis. Veshem, Atoymer says the Gemara, you're going to tell me, Yesh Tzar Lalis. Imagine being Oilu Regal three times a year. 3 parsois up the shemayim. How are you going to get up there? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, "Mi ela ka'av te'ufeno." The pasuk says that the Yidden are going to be able to fly like clouds, and they're going to be able to fly like yoinim, like pigeons, go to the place that they live. Does this mean airplanes? I don't know. Amar apapar apapas tnech mami no, that you see from here, hai ivo plus a parsa midli. You see that the clouds, they reach an altitude of 3 parsois. Why? Because if Yerushalayim Shalmaila is going to be 3 parsois up in the heaven, and we are going to go to Yerushalayim Shalmaila like clouds. So you say, Meres, clouds go up 3 parsois. Amar apchanin about papa. Apchanin about papa said, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu loses Yerushalayim b'midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave Yerushalayim initially, so he wanted it to have a measurement, meaning there should be a midah. There should be borders. We just mentioned the borders of Yerushalayim, 3 parsois. That's really the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yerushalayim to be. Shenema, and we know from the following pasuk, it's in the Nevuos of Zechariah, Vayoy. So this is Zechariah talking. He sees a malach and he tells the malach, where are you going? So the malach told me, says Zechariah, I'm going to measure Yerushalayim. I want to know the width and the length of Yerushalayim. So the malach told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Harbei Krachim Barasa Baylamcha, you built and created many cities. And these are all Gentile cities. And I'm not aware of specific parameters. Yerushalayim. Yet, when it comes to Yerushalayim, your name is in Yerushalayim, and your mikdash is in Yerushalayim, and the tzaddikim are in Yerushalayim. Here, you're giving a midah miyad immediately. The pasuk says, go tell this nar. Zechariah sees this in his vision. Prozois teshev Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim should not be measured, but rather it should be prozois. It should be an open area. Meroiv adam ubehema betoich, because there are so many people and there are so many animals that are inside of it. Amrei shlokish. Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu lohis about Yerushalayim. Elef tefef ginoi. So this is an interesting gemara. Reish Lakish says that one day Yerushalayim is going to be a lot bigger than it is today. How much bigger? It's going to be Elef Tefef Ginois. So Ginois, we know what that means. Those are gardens. Elef is a thousands. What's Tefef? So the Rashbam says that the way you have to read this Gemara is Elef times Tefef. Elef times the numerical value of Tefef. So the numerical value, the gematria of Tefef is 169. So essentially what Reish Lakish is saying is that there's going to be a day where there are going to be 169 times 1,000, 169,000 more gardens than they are today. Elef Kefal Migdalim. And he said there's going to be 1,000 times the gematria of Kefal, which is 210. In other words, 210,000 more Migdalim, towers, than there are today. Elef Litzui Beronius. There's going to be 1,000 times the gematria of Litzui, which is 146. So 146,000 more Bironiyos castles than they are today. Elef Ushne Shiloi Toitafrois. So Toitafrois are fortresses. So it's going to be not Elef, but Elef Ushne, 1,002 times the gematria of Shiloi, which is 345 of these fortresses. V'chol achas v'achas havdio ketzipoiri b'shalvasa. And each one of these additions is going to be so big, it's going to be like tzipoiri in its prime. So what was tzipoiri in its prime? Tanya, we're learning to advise. Amra b'yez, he said, ani ro'isi tzipoiri b'shalvasa. I saw tzipoiri in its best of days. V'hoyu b'meyo ushmoinim elef shvakim, and there were 180,000 shvakim where they sold literally tzikei kedera. They sold spices for a person to put into his kedera. Either way, Yerushalayim is going to be a lot bigger than it is today. Now, why did the Gemara, Reish Lakish is the one talking, describe the incredible size that Yerushalayim is going to be relative to what it is today in such a funny way? 1,000 times the gematria of Tefef, 1,000 times the gematria of Kefel, 1,000 times the gematria of Litzui, and 1,002 times the gematria of Shiloi. This seems a little interesting. So the Rashbam says that the truth is the only way to appreciate this is if you were there. The Rashbam says these words meant something in the world that Reish Lakish was talking, and as a result, l'simin ba'alma, this is what he used. So, and Echanami, it's not supposed to mean anything to us, but if you were there, you would say, yeah, oh, of course, it would make perfect sense, and that's why Reish Lakish used these words. One last gemara. Vatzlois tzela el tzela shalosh u'shloshim pa'amis. This is a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. It's one of the nevuas that describe the third Beis HaMikdash, and the third Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim of Lost Love, is going to be bigger than it is today. And the Pasuk says that as it relates to the Tzloim, the chambers of the Beis HaMikdash, so they're going to be Shalosh Ushloshim Pa'amim. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, "My shalosh u'shloshim pomer amar Rav Levi amar Rav Papi mishum Rabbi Yeshua de sichni im gimel Yerushalayim heim." If Yerushalayim, the lasid is going to be three times the size that it is today. Kol achas va'achas yesh ba shloshim medayrin lamayla. Then each one of the places that people live in Yerushalayim will be of 30 stories. And in Yerushalayim, if Yerushalayim is going to be 30 times the size that it is today, that each one is going to be made up of three stories. So the point is that number one, it sounds like we're not describing only the Beis HaMikdash. We're describing the entire Yerushalayim, and it's not Shalosh u'shloshim, 33 times the size. Shalosh u'shloshim pomim sounds like that. But the way we're darshaning it is it's going to be either 3 times 30 or 30 times 3 times the size, which is a lot more than 33. Either way, we can exhale as we return to our regular program, which is the Bava Basra component of Maseches Bava Basra. So we're going to get back to that Agadat Gemara in the Raid, Be'ezus Hashem, but for now we have a Daf Gemara to learn. The name of the parak is Hamoiches HaSvina. It began talking about somebody that sells a Svina. What was the topic of the Mishnah? What's included and what's excluded? Why are we talking about what's included and excluded in the sale of a Svina? Because that was the theme of the last 2 weeks of Daf. Hamoiches HaBayis, Hamoiches HaChotzer, Hamoiches HaSoda, Hamoiches HaBeisabad, Hamoiches HaMerchitz, Hamoiches HaSvina. We're going to have more, by the way. The coming Mishnayos are going to continue on this theme. We mentioned a halacha related to a Svina. We digress to Agadat Gemara that relates to a Svina. Shoneimo, the Agadat Gemara of Rabbi Bar Barchana, which primarily involve Rabbi Bar Barchana on a Svina. Now we're continuing to talk about a Svina. So that's the Tzad HaShava between all these digressions. Specifically, how is one koina a Svina? So if Ruvain owns a Svina and he wants to sell it to Shimon, but daf machana kinyan, how is one koina a Svina? Now, a Svina is metatlin, and because it's metatlin, one of the ways to be koina a Svina is the way you koina metatlin, which is b'mashich. Now, it's not the only way, but the Tchilas HaSugya is going to discuss the Meshicha option. So you could be koina metaltalin b'meshicha, thus you could be koina a Sfina b'meshicha. The Gemara is going to begin with a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, what the definition of Meshicha is as it relates to a Sfina. Zok the Gemara itmar, Sfina. Rav Amar Rav said, kimin shamashach kol shu kan. If a person does a little bit of a Meshicha, he's already koina. The Rashbam says, what's a kol shu? Tefach or chatzi tefach. So if you do Meshicha, a tefach, or even a chatzi tefach, you schlep it, you nudge it a little bit, that already constitutes Meshicha. But Shmuel said, lo ikana ad sheyimshech eskula. No, the only time you koina is if you are Meshach eskula. What does that mean? So it's kedai to read the words of the Rashbam. Sheyavei soif ha-sfina b'makim shehoye roisha oimed. Dahainu she'akra kula chutzam koima. There can't be any part of the Svina that's in the area where the Svina previously was. So you have to lift the entire Svina. You don't have to lift it. You can schlep it. But the point is, it literally has to move parking spaces. So if it was here, now it has to be legamri, not where it was right now. So according to Rav, a little bit of a Mashiach is enough. According to Shmuel, Achim Shechaskul says the Gemara, at first glance it would seem that maybe this Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is really a Machloikis Tanoim. Now, the Machloikis Tanoim that the Gemara is going to bring is a Braiso. It's actually a Toseft in the first parak of Masechtas Kedushin, which is the Iker Mokoim in Shas for all things Kinyonim related. And that Toseft is talking about how a person acquires a behema gasa, and how he acquires a behema daka. So behema gasa is a bigger animal, a behema daka is a smaller animal. The Mishnah says that a behema gasa is nikness b'mesira. A behema daka is nikness b'meshicha. What's the difference? Meshicha means you schlep it. By the way, meshicha doesn't just mean you schlep it. It means you schlep it into your reshus. So you drag it into your reshus. Mesira means whoever owns it hands over the reins to the person that is acquiring it. Now, there's two notable differences between a meshicha and a mesira. They're similar, but they're really not the same. Number one, in a meshicha, it's the koina that's doing the entire action. The makna doesn't have to do anything. He has to have das to be machnim, but more than that, he doesn't have to have. So if I schlep your thing into my rishus, das heis mashicha. When it comes to mesira, the machna has to hand over the reins to the kaina. It's a mesira. I'm giving it to you. It's like a get. You need the baal just like you need the ishna. You need the machna just like you need the kaina. Additionally, whereas mashicha, you need to drag it into your rishos. Mesira, you do not have to drag it into your rishos. It doesn't matter where it is. There's an idea that mesira is going to be kaina. So, behema gasa is nitnes b'mesira. Behema dakna is nitnes b'mashicha. The Rashbam says that the reason for the difference is svara ba'almahu. The ha orcha b'hachi, v'ha orcha b'hachi. The derech was to be koina behema gasa b'mesira. The derech was to be koina behema daki b'mashicha. And it's for that reason, this is the way it is in halacha. Either way, so this Tosefta discusses keitzad b'mesira and keitzad b'mashicha. So first mesira, keitzad b'mesira, achza b'tolfa. If this person chapped on the hoof of the animal, b'sayra it's here. Bokev shall allow the saddle. Beshlif shall allow the package that's on the saddle. Beprum yeshebepia, the bit that's in the mouth of the animal. Besuk shebetzavar, or bell that's around the neck of the animal. Kana dalach is, that would be okay. So if the machna hands over one of these things to the koina, that would constitute mesira. The Pesefka continues and says, how do you do Mashicha? This is what we need. If you call the animal and it comes to you, that's Mashicha. Or if you hit it with a stick, and it starts running for you. Here's the punchline. And the truth is, it doesn't have to run, it doesn't have to do a full gallop. But as soon as the animal lifts a hand or a foot, kana, that's enough for you to be kana. No, it's not enough that it lifts a yad or a regal, but it has to go meloy kaimasa, and it's then and only then you're going to be kana. So you have a brisa, a machloikis tanam, keitzad de meshicha. Is it enough that it lifts a yad or a regal, or do you need that it should be akra meloy kaimasa? Says the Gemara, doesn't that sound eerily similar to our machloikis Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel were discussing not how you koina a behema daka b'mashicha, but how you koina a svina b'mashicha. Rav said that all you have to do is move it a little bit. Rashbam says as little as a chatzi tefach, where Shmuel says, no, you have to be oikrit legami. It sounds like this machlokes, right? Do you have to just lift the yad v'regel? That sounds like just move it a little bit. Or does it have to be meloy kaimasa? You have to move it legamri. So the Gemara says, lemir rav d'amak katana kamo v'shmul d'amak k'rav acha. Sounds like a very obvious sush. But the Gemara says, no, amalach rav, rav is going to tell you, I know d'amri afilu rav acha. Could be I can say my alocha even according to rav acha. Meaning I hold that when it comes to an animal, it has to be meloy kaimasa. It's davka by a ship that I hold a chatzi tefach is going to be enough. Why? Because I'd come to come rav acha. The reason rav acha said that you have to move it legamri is davka b'bali chayim. The afa gaf to akri yad v'rego, because if a bal chayim lifts his hand or lifts its foot, beduch the kaima, a maisa it didn't move. So being that it didn't move, so what's the mashicha? Because it lifted a yad or a rego, that's not mashicha. Afa svina, but when it comes to a boat, kivam dinada ba porta nada la kula. If it moves a little bit, it moved. Now, is there part of the svina right now that's in a place where there was a different part of the sphina previously? Rav says, who cares? That has in no way any bearing. That's not a mitigating factor when it comes to Mashicha. You need to move the entire sphina, you move the entire sphina, as opposed to by the Baal Chai, you didn't move it at all. So, of course, it's different. Shmuel, Shmuel's going to tell you, I know, damn, you have to look at Tanakam. I could say my Alocha even according to the Tanakam. Meaning, Shmuel that says that when it comes to a sphina, you have to move it legamri, holds like the Tanakama, that when it comes to a Baal Chai, just the opposite. Lift the hand, lift the foot, that's going to be enough. How so? At Kanakama, Tanakama, El Babali Chaim. Because it could be the Tanakama that said, give it a Miyaki Yad Virago, that's enough. That's true by Baal Chai. Why? A new svara. Because the kivan, the miyakra, yad v'rego. Because as soon as the Baal Chai lifts its yad v'rego, idach, the other yad v'rego, le miyakra kaima. Right? It's about to go. An animal has a mind of its own. So kivan, the miyakra, yad v'rego, it's not going to stop. It's not going to freeze. It's going to continue going. Right? That's the whole point. Meaning you hit it, you called it, it started going, it's going to continue going. That's exactly what's about to happen. So as soon as it lifts the Yad V'Regel, we already see up the Mishnicha Aval Svina. But when it comes to a Svina, Imashach Lakula in, Eloi Eloi, you have to move a Legamri, if not, not. Meaning, Shmuel holds that the definition of Mishnicha is you have to move a Legamri. He just says a Chiddush, that when it comes to a Baal Chai, even if it didn't move Legamri yet, but as soon as it started, like a Basamei Karasvara in the beginning of Ketzer HaRegel, as soon as it goes, we already see see up that it's going to happen, and that in of itself is going to be enough. So the Gemara says that as much as at first glance it seemed like this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is literally the Machlokes Tana Kama and Rav Acha, but after further review, it's not muchach that Rav has to hold like the Tana Kama. It's not muchach that Shmuel has to hold like Rav Acha. Rav and Shmuel can hold whatever they want as it relates to a Baal Chai, because the two sugyas are really not one and the same. So we tried finding a Machloikis Tanoim that is the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. We thought we had a pretty good sushtal. The Gemara was doichet b'shtei odayim u'b'shtei raglayim. The Gemara now is going to try a take two to demonstrate that maybe this Machloikis Rav and Shmuel is really a Machloikis Tanoim. Now, this next brisa that the Gemara is going to bring, as we'll see, really has no remez of Rav and Shmuel. It doesn't talk about how exactly you're supposed to do Mashiach. It talks about Mashiach, but how you do Mashiach, that's not at all mentioned in this brisa. But what this brisa is, like many brises are, sasam. And when you have a sasam brisa, it opens up the opportunity for some ingenuity. And we have now the option to get a little creative. And the Gemara is going to say that maybe this sasam de gebrisa has a shaychus with Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Lema kahani tanoi, maybe the machloikis Rav and Shmuel is really a machloikis tanoi. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Now, this brisa is also a Tosefta, and it's also in the first parak of Masechtas Kedushin. It's in the same neighborhood as that brisa that we mentioned earlier. Sfino niknes b'meshicha. So the Tosefta says that a sfino is niknes b'meshicha. We know that from the machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav Nosson said, sfino v'oisiois niknois b'meshicha u'beshta. So Tanakam is simple. Sfino niknes b'meshicha. Rav Nosson said two things, not like the Tanakam. Sfino v'oisiois niknois b'meshicha u'beshta. Number one, he's saying, seemingly, that a sfino is niknes b'meshicha, but meshicha alone is not enough. You have to have meshicha, you also have to have a shtar. You need to have a kinyan meshicha, and seemingly a kinyan shtar. So we know shtar is one of the kinyanim, the chasim sheish b'machrayis, a niknes b'kesef shtar v'chazoko. So says Rav Nosson, it's not enough that you do meshicha, you also have to have a shtar. Additionally, Rav Nosson said that oisiyos a niknes b'meshicha v'shtar. So what's oisiyos? Oisiyos means if somebody has a piece of paper, a note that says that somebody owes him money. If he wants, he can trade, he can sell that piece of paper. There's a secondary market for notes. So if he wants to sell that piece of paper, the way the koina would acquire it is again b'meshicha u'b'shtar. The Rashbam speaks out, very geshmak, as it relates to oisius. If you wouldn't have the shtar, if all you would have is the meshicha, then you would acquire the piece of paper, but you wouldn't acquire the toichen of the piece of paper. In order to get the content of the piece of paper, which is what you want, because you're not buying this lotzer al pitzul chisoy, so there you would need to have meshicha, and you would have to have shtar also. So again, Tanakama says tzvina niknes b'meshicha, Rav Nosson says tzvina niknes b'meshicha b'shtar, additionally oisius on niknes b'meshicha. So this price is a little bit Eino Yomer Elo Dershuni, as the Gemara is about to say. So the Gemara says, first things first, Oisius Mandachar Shmaya. Who said anything about Oisius? Meaning, Rav Nosson seemingly is talking to the Tanakam. Tanakam has said something about a Svina. Rav Nosson, you have what to say about the Svina? Okay, tell us what you have to say about the Svina. And he did have what to say. Svina's nickness, B'meshicho B'shtar. But why did he add an Oisius? Who said anything about Oisius that was the impetus for Rav Nosson to tell us what he holds about Oisius? While we're learning the sugya of Oisius, Rav Nosson should tell us what he holds about Oisius. Mandachar Shmai, why is he talking about Oisius? Says the Gemara, you have to say, Chasuri Mechzer Valchitani. Obviously we're missing a little bit of verbiage in this brisa. And you have to say that what the brisa said was as follows. Sfina niknes b'meshicha, v'oisiyos b'mesir. So Sfina is niknes b'meshicha, as opposed to oisius is not niknes b'meshicha, but it's niknes b'mesira. Now, why is it not niknes b'meshicha? Because meshicha would work if you wanted to acquire the guf. But here you don't want just to acquire the guf. You want to acquire the content, v'shteit in the guf. And for that, you need already a mesira. Okay, Rav Nosson, I mean Rav Nosson says, sfina v'oisius niknes b'meshicha u'b'shtar. So, we just edited the brice a little bit. The primary edit was that the Tanakhama wasn't only talking about a Sfina, he was also talking about Oisis. Oh, he's also talking about Oisis. Now we understand why Rav Nosson is commenting about Oisis. So again, in this second version of the Braisa, what did the Tanakhama say? Sfina niktis b'meshicha, v'oisia is b'mesira. Rav Nosson's coming, and he's arguing on both points. Sfina niktis b'meshicha, I agree, but it's meshicha u'beshtar, and Oisiyos, that you said is nicknames b'mesira. It's not mesira, it's meshicha u'beshtar. But the Gemara says this another issue here. There's another edit l'chur that we're going to have to make. And that is, shtar l'sfina l'amali metaltalihi. Why in the world would you need a shtar in addition to a meshicha to be koina a sfina? At the end of the day, sfina is good old-fashioned metaltalin. And if it's metaltalin is always nicknames b'meshicha. Meaning, I understand why oisius, maybe you need a shtar. You need a shtar for the content of it. By the way, to let the shtar alone be enough, the teretz is, there's also the piece of paper that you want to be koina, and the piece of paper is metaltalin, and for that you would need a meshicha or a mesira. So the fact that you would need two things in the shtar makes sense because you're acquiring two things. There's two heftses, really, that you're acquiring. The paper, one, and the content, too. But a sfin is regular metalton, so why would you need the shtar for metalton? So you have to say this is version 3.0, that this is what's going on in this braisa. Sfina niknes b'meshicha, v'yoisio is b'mesira, like we said earlier. That is the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rav Nosson Oimer, Rav Nosson says, sfina b'meshicha, I agree with you as it relates to sfina, it's niknes b'meshicha, v'yoisio is b'shtar, which the Rashbam says, koloimer af b'shtar, as opposed to oisius, which is mesira and shtar. In other words, you have to say that Rav Nosson's really not arguing with the Tanakhama as relates to Sfina. He's only arguing on what the Tanakhama said regarding Oisius. Tanakhama said Oisius is nicknes be Mesira. On that, Rav Nosson's Choylik, and Rav Nosson holds it's Mesira v'shtar. By the way, not Meshicha v'shtar. It changes. It's Mesira v'shtar. But as it relates to Sfina, he agrees it's Niktas b'Meshicha. And even though in the wording of Rav Nosson, it sounds like he's arguing with regards to Sfina, but the Gemara says it can't be. It's all part of this super edit. It's impossible that that's the case because it's metaltalin. And why in the world would you have to have a shtar? So here's the kasha. The kasha is essentially you have a machloikis between Rav Nosson and the Tanakhama. Tanakhama said two halachas: how you koina svina, how you koina oisius. Rav Nosson commented on how you koina svina and how you koina oisius. If you revisit it now after the version 3.0, Rav Nosson's really not being choylik on what the Tanakhama said regarding a svina. He's only being choylik with regards to what the Tanakhama said regarding oisius. If that's the case, kana ben shoyl. So why is Rav Nosson talking about a Sfina? If you have not anything to argue with me as it relates to Sfina, so why are you talking about Sfina? So just comment on what you want to comment on, which is Oisius. It's a bumbakasha. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, Sfina b'meshicha, haino Tanakhama, elo. There must be a machloikas. We're going to have to back into some machloikas over here. Again, there's no mefurish machloikas here. But there has to be, because if there's no machloikas, then why is Rav Nosson talking about Sfina b'meshicha? Must be, says the Gemara. I don't know, but Ella the Rav and Shmuel the Gebeinayu. Probably the machloikas is the machloikas Rav and Shmuel. Now, who holds what? Who holds what? Who holds that Meshicha a little bit is going to be enough? And who holds that you have to do a whole festa Meshicha? So the Rashbam says that it's Mistaber that the Tanakhama holds like Shmuel, that the Meshicha has to be a whole bumba Meshicha. And Rav Nosson holds, like Rav, that even a little bit of a Meshicha is enough. And the reason is because the Tana Basra usually is Litfuye. He's coming to say a bigger Chiddush. And he's coming to be Moisef. Moisef meaning that you have to do less, that you don't have to do such a big Meshicha. And even a little bit of Meshicha is giving up. But the bottom line, it says the Gemara, Lema, Kani, Tanoi. Should we assume that this Machloikas Tanam right here is Machloikas Rav and Shmuel, but the Gemara deflects. Gemara says, "Look, the Kuli Alma, Ikarav Ikar Shmuel." No, this has nothing to do with the Machloikas Rav and Shmuel. If you want, the Tanakam Rav Nosson can both hold like Rav. If you want, they can both hold like Shmuel. Pick your Amoira. Ubesfina Kol Amaloi Pligi. And in fact, there is no Machloikas as it relates to Sfina. And keep Pligi Boisis. And the whole Machloikas is with regards to Oisis. If that's the case, why did Rav Nosson say anything about Sfina? Rav Nosson, and this Bryce is talking to the Tanakam, and this is what he tells him. This Sfina, as it relates to Sfina, Vada Medina Lucha, I'm moida to you. Meaning, you said Sfina Nictus, but Mashiach, I agree. But Oisius, however, as it relates to what you said by Oisius, what did Tanakam say by Oisius? Oisius is Nictus, but Mesira, and only Mesira, and that Rav Nosson tells him, Yikashtar any Lord, I agree it's been Mesira, right? That was the version 3.0. However, Mesira alone is not going to be enough. You would have to have Mesira together with Ishtar. Ubiplukta Dani Tanoi. And this machloikis, Tanakam and Rav Nosson, is really a machloikis Tanoim, the Tanya, we learned in a Brisa. Oisius, Niknes, Bimesira, Divay Rebbe. Rebbe says that Oisios are Niknes, Bimesira. The Chachomim, Oimrim, and the Chachomim say, Ben Kosav, Veloi Mosar, Ben Mosar, Veloi Kosav. If you wrote a shtar, but there was no mesira, or there was a mesira, there was no shtar. You have to have saya mesira and saya shtar. In other words, this machloikis Tanakama and Rav Nosson in the Tosefta is really a machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim. The Rashbam says that what emerges is that the Tanakama of our Braisa that holds oisias anikness b'mesira l'chod is shitas Rebbe, and the Chachamim of Yena Braisa that holds Ben Kosovo Le'mos, Ben Mosovo Le'kosovo Le'kotna, Chiyichta V'yimsar, Yishita's Rav Nosson. So really, it's a machloikis Rebbe and Rav Nosson. And then the Rashman takes the liberty to give us a little bit of a history course that we should know that Rebbe and Rav Nosson were chaverim, L'choynei Azov Shel HaRashbam. Rebbe v'Rav Nosson, Soif Mishnah, the chaverim hoyu. They were chaverim, and in this case, they're arguing. Right? The fact that you have a machloikis Rebbe and Rav Nosson, yeah, they're chaverim. They were partners in the big avoida of Soif Mishnah. We always say that Rav Nosson is from the underrated Tanaim and Shas. Everyone knows Rebbe is the quote-unquote author of the Mishnah, whatever that even means. But it's not just Rebbe. It's Rebbe and Rav Nosson. Either way. So we have Braisa that we thought had a Shaychus to Rav and Shmuel, which is why we're talking about it right here. The Gemara rejected that. Oh, but nice, we have a Braisa, and the Gemara is going to now conclude its discussion of this Braisa. So what do we have in this Braisa? We have here a discussion between the Tanakama and Rav Nosson, how one acquires a Sfina and how one acquires Oisius. As it relates to a Sfina, there's no Machlekes. Everyone agrees that Sfina is Niknes by Meshicha. What's the definition of Meshicha? That happens to be a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. But the point is, everyone knows that Sfina is Niknes by Meshicha. There is, however, a machloikis how one acquires oisius. According to the Tanakama, oisius aniknes b'mesira. Tanakama didn't say it. Kama didn't say a word about oisius. It was chasure nechzav achiktoni. Rav Nosson holds that oisius aniknes b'mesira u'bishtar. Why do you need both? So that we mentioned already. You need the mesira to be koina, the guf, and you need the oisius to be koina, the content. Now, we also know that this machloikis between the Tanakam and Rav Nosson is a machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim in a Braisa. And what emerges is that the Tanakama is Shitas Rebbe, whereas Rav Nosson is Shitas HaChachamim in that Braisa. So the Gemara says like this, what emerged is that our Braisa is Rebbe. How do you know our Braisa is Rebbe? Because our Braisa, the Tanakama holds that Oisius Aniknes the Mesira. And whose sheet is that? That sheet is Rebbe. Fake the Gemara. If that's the case, Sfino Nami Tikni the Mesira. If the Tanakama, which part of the Tanakama? The part of the Tanakama that's not mentioned, the Chasure Mechzer part, the Oisius part of the Tanakama, is Rebbe. So that means that who is the Tan of this Braisa? It's Rebbe. If that's the case, why is a Sfino in our Braisa Niknes b'Meshicha? It should be Niknes b'Mesira. If you look at the last Rashbam, the Rashbam says, Va'amai boy Meshicha. Why do you need Meshicha? Meaning, it sounds like you have to have Meshicha. And if you wanted to do Mesira, that in and of itself wouldn't be enough. Why? Mesira should be good. The Tanya, we learned it, right? So, Sfino, Niknes, B'Mesira, Divrei Rebbe, pretty schwarz and weiß. The Chachamim say, Loi, Kono, Adche, Yimshachena, Oyache, Yiskar, Esmakayim. No, if you want to be Koinet, can't do Mesira, you have to do Meshicha, or you rent the place where it is, and then you Koinet with Kinyan Chatzah. But the Gemara's Kasha is, it sounds like from this Braisa, that Rebbe Sheet is that how you Koinet Sfino, you Koinet the Mesira, and you don't have to have Meshicha. And if that's the case, how does it stim with the fact that we just said that our Braisa is Rebbe, and the Braisa says Mefurish, that Sfina is Niktes b'Meshicha. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, it's not Shver, Kan b'Shus HaRabim, Kan b'Simta. You have to say that the two Braises are talking about being Koina a Sfina in different places. One is talking about being Koina a Sfina in a Rishus HaRabim, and the other one's talking about being Koina a Sfina in a simta. We're going to see in a minute that Meshicha only works if you are moishich the thing into your rishos. As a result, if you do mashiach and a rishos harabim, being that the rishos harabim doesn't belong to you, it's not going to work. So in a rishos harabim, there mashiach wouldn't work, and there you would have to do masir. But if you weren't in a rishos harabim, you were, for example, in a simta. So what's a simta? So the Rashbam says the simta, I mean, we know what a simta is from different places in Shas, it's like tzidei rishos harabim. So it was a public area, but it was an area that wasn't as populated as the rishos harabim. You were able to sit down and relax, have a conversation, buy something, sell something. Those areas were public areas, but the way we view it in halacha is not that it belongs to nobody, but almost as if it belongs to everybody, which is an interesting distinction between a Rosh Hashanah and a Simta. Rosh Hashanah and a Simta are really the same, right? It doesn't belong to anybody. But Rosh Hashanah and Halacha we view as belonging to nobody. Whereas a Simta, with regards to certain dinim, we view it as belonging to everybody. But here's the point. The point is that Avada Rebbe holds that Sfina is Niknes B'Mesira. Rebbe also said, Sfina Niknes B'Mashicha. And really, what it depends on is are you in a Rosh Hashanah or are you on a Simta? If you're in a Rosh Hashanah, so there it's Niknes B'Mesira. Whereas, if you're in a Simta, there it's going to be Niknes B'Mashicha, says the Gemara B'Mayikim T'Loha Basraisa B'Rosh Hashanah. Now, we just said that this second Braisa, where Rebbe says that the Sfina is Niknes B'Mesira, it's talking about where it was in a Rosh Hashanah. If that's the case, Eima Seifa, take a look at the Seifa. Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Leikana Achim Shechena. Right? What did the Chachamim say? That you're not Koina, unless you do Mashicha, Oi, Achim Yiskar Es Mekoim. Some have the Gersa. Right? You have to do either Mashicha, or you have to rent a place. Freak the Gemara, two kashas. Number one, backwards. If Eima Shasarab, Miman Oiger. If this Bryce of Rebbe that says Sfina's Niknes B'Mesira is talking about a Rosh Hashanah, then how could the Chachabim say that you want to be kind and rent the place? Who are you going to rent it from? It's in a Rosh Hashanah. Vesu, Meshicha B'Rosh Hashanah Mikanya. What? You're going to tell me the Chachabim hold that you could do Meshicha and Rosh Hashanah? Meaning, the side of Rebbe's Sfina Niknes B'Mesira is because it's a Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Chachabim could argue theoretically, but the Gemara says, is that true? What? Do the Chachamim hold Meshicha works in Rosh Hashanah? Both they laid out the lay of the law, and everybody agrees with this. This is universally accepted. Mesira kind of Rosh Hashanah. Ubechatzer she'ena shel shem. You can use Mesira in Rosh Hashanah or the Chatzer that doesn't belong to anybody. Meaning, Reuven and Shimon are doing a transaction in Levi's Chatzer. Meshicha kind of a simta. You could do Meshicha in a simta. Ubechatzer she'ena shel shem or the Chatzer that belongs to both of them. I mean, it doesn't have to be exclusively your place in order to do Meshicha. And Akbar works everybody, but what? Everywhere. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is that for sure, Meshicha works besimt b'chatzah shishal shneim, but it doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah b'chatzah she'ena shal shneim. So freik the Gemara that if this braisa that says Sfina's Niknes B'Mesira is talking about Rosh Hashanah, how are you going to understand the Chacham? Both things that the Chachamim said, we don't understand. Number one, Achi Yiskar is Mekayma, who you're renting it from. And even Achayim Shechena, everybody knows that Mashiach doesn't work in the Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says you have to say, Mai Achayim Shechena Nami Dekomar. Umay Achay Yiskar Es Mekoyma Dekomar. That when the Chachamim said in the Rosh Hashanah that if you want to be Koina, you need to do Mashicha, or if you want to be kind, you have to rent a place. Hachi Kama, this is what they meant to say. Achim Shechena Mishasarabim Lisim. The Siddhasimta was next to the Rosh Hashanah. You want to do Mashicha, that's fine. You're going to do a Rebbe Shem Mashicha. You're going to have to schlep it from wherever it is. You're going to yank it all the way to the Simcha. The E Rishos Bailim. And in the event that you're in a Rishos Bailim, then Loikon Achi Yiskar Smakayma, then already you're going to have to rent a place. But the point is that Enochinami, the Chachamim Amoida, that you can't do a Meshicha in a Rosh Hashanah, you certainly can't rent the Rosh Hashanah. What the Chacham are telling Rebbe is, Rebbe holds that if you're in a Rosh Hashanah, so you won't do Meshicha, you'll do Mesira. So the Chacham, no, there's no Mesira when it comes to a Sfina. That's essentially what they're saying. You want it, be kind of in the good old-fashioned way. What's the good old-fashioned way? Meshicha. Obviously, Sfina's Niknes B'Mashicha. Now, it's too big of a schlep, so what do you want me to tell you? It is what it is. Right? Take the yacht, hook it to the back of your truck, and bring it to wherever you want to bring it. But the point is, you're going to have to do a big Mashicha. Just because you're in a Rosh Hashanah doesn't mean that if you want to do a B'Mesira, that's something you're going to be able to do. Or you could always be kind of metalto with Kinyan Chatzar, so there's an opportunity to do Chatzar. Now, that rather can't be in the Rosh Hashanah, because in Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't really make any sense. But the Gemara says one final halach, and that is Lema Abaye V'Rav. The Amri Kerevi, should we assume that Abaya and Rava both hold like Rebbe? So why would you assume that Abaya and Rava both hold like Rebbe? So look at the Rashbam, Dibra Maschalim, Abaya and Rava, the Amri Kerevi, the Amar, Sfina Niknes B'Mesira B'Rosh Hashanah. Rebbe said that you could be koina a svina b'mesir b'shos a rabban. The rabbanon were chaylik. The rabbanon said achiyim shechena ayachiy yiskar es mekoyma. Now, if that's the case, Abaye and Rava both said that mesira works in a rishos a rabban. It sounds like they're saying it al libe the Rebbe. The ilu the rabbanon, because it sounds like that according to the rabbanon, less luhu mesira koyna b'shos a rabban. Mesira doesn't work b'shos a rabban. The mishum hachi amri, because that's the chayru why the rabbanon said like kana achiyim shechena b'shos a rabban l'simto. The hechi shavki rabban of amikir Rebbe, and it's got a kashim. Meaning at the end of the day, why do the chachamim hold that you can't do mesira on a svina b'shos a rabban? The Gemara says it sounds like, I don't know, maybe because the whole Masira doesn't work in a Rishas Rabban. Just like Mashiach doesn't work in a Rishas Rabban, Masira doesn't work in a Rishas Rabban. Abai V'Rava laid down the lay of the law and said that it does. So says the Gemara, Lema Abai V'Rava the Amri Kerebi, Amr Ravashi. So Ravashi said, no, Ida Amale, Hagoy Sabach, Lech Chazek Vikni, in the event that the Makna would have told the Koina, go make a chazaka and acquire. Kuli Amalei Pligi, there'd be no machloikis. Everybody would agree. Ki Pligi, you know where the machloikis is. The Amalei, when he told them, Lech Mishoich Vikni. The case in the Brais where Rebbe and the Chachamim were arguing was talking specifically where he said, not Lech Chazek Vikni, just go acquire it. He said the word Mashicha, Lech Mishoich Vikni. Lech Chazek is more open-ended. Do what you need to do. Lech Mishoich sounds a little bit like Mashicha. Mar Savar Kepeda, Mar Savar Maramok Meloy. The Chachamim hold that Lech Mishoich sounds like you have to do Mashicha. If you have to do Mashicha, well then you have to do Mashicha. Therefore, it's not an option to do Mesira. Whereas the Chachamim say, Maramok Meloy, mean Mashicha as in Mashicha. He meant just go be koinet. If Mesira works in Rishas Aram, then other Rabbi be koinet, be Mesira, Rishas Aram. Because he said the word Mashoich doesn't mean that he's bound right now to that mahalach of Kinyan, which is Mashicha, and if you want to be kind of Mashicha, you won't have to be kind of Mashicha. So the Gemara said that what's the machloikis, Rebbe and the Chachamim, here, whether a Svina, Bershus HaRabim, is Nikdis B'Mesira, or it's Tavka, Adche Yimshechena, Ayache Yisgar, Smekai. But the Gemara thought maybe the machloikis is, does Mesira work, Bershus HaRabim? Certainly sounds like a valid option, but the Gemara says it's not Muchach. Abaye V'Rava said that it does, everyone holds it does. It's a kimta. The kimta is where he said lech mashoich v'kni. In that case, did he mean mashicha or did he mean dafka maramakum hula? Now, one thing that the Rishonim do speak out is in the event that lech mashoich v'kni means mashicha, then how did the Chacham have a right to say atchiyim shechena or atchiyiskar es mekayma? Atchiyiskar es mekayma is not mashicha, just like Mesir is not mashicha. So Tosma speaks this out on Dafayim Vavam at Aleph, and Tosma says that there's a fundamental difference. Mashicha means you bring it into your rishos. As opposed to Mesir, you don't bring it into your rishos. To have a mina that lech mishoich v'knisha bidafka is not that it has to be kinya mashicha, but it's, you want to be kind of, bring it into your rishos. And mashicha does that as opposed to Mesir. Kinya chotzer also brings it into your rishos. Shaineimo. And as a result, therefore, even on the tzad that lech mishoich v'kni is dafka, it wouldn't have to be mashicha. Kinya chotzer in of itself would be okay. So the bottom line is, right, just to do a little bit of a recap on the last part of the daf. Svina's nikdis b'mashicha, that's not even a question. Machlikis Rav and Shmuel, what the definition of mashicha is. According to Rav, a kolshu, which Rashbam says is a tefach or a chatzi tefach. According to Shmuel, loikana at sheyimshech eskula, you literally have to make sure there's no part of the svina now that is in the place where there was any part of the svina previously. The Gemara tried relating this to maybe other types of Mashiach, specifically Balei Chaim. The Gemara said it's not Muchach, but for sure there's a fundamental Machloik is Rav and Shmuel over here as it relates to what the definition of Mashiach is. The Gemara then brought a Braisa. The reason we brought the Braisa was to say Leimuk Ani Tanoi, but the Gemara brought a Braisa that talked about how one acquires a Sfina, how one acquires Oisius. What emerged was that the Tanakama of that Braisa, as it relates to the Oisius part of the Braisa, was Shitas Rebbe, which posed a little bit of an issue. Because we have a Braisa somewhere where Rebbe says that a Sfina is nicknames by Mesira. Ooh, Mesira, not Mashicha. Is it Mashicha or is it Mesira? And the Gemara said, like Kasha, one's talking about in Rishus HaRabim, the other one's talking about in a Simta. In a Rishus HaRabim, it's Mesira. In a Simta, it's going to be Mashicha. By the way, in a Rishus HaRabim, it can't be Mesira. In Rishus HaRabim, it can't be Mashicha, because you can't do Mashicha in Rosh Hashanah. So it's understood why it has to be Mesira. In Simta, It could be Meshicha. Could it also be Mesira? So the Rashbam talks about that. It could be the Derech wasn't to do Mesira in the Simta. It was to do Meshicha. And just based on the Derech, that would mechayev it to have to be this way. One of the Rashbams that we didn't speak out. But either way, Hakol Yovayam would come in B'Shalom. But just to return, for at least one last time, to the Divrei Agada of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana with a few Ha'aras. The first story is, so the theme of this last leg of Agadat Gemara was Yerushalayim de la'asid. And the Gemara mentioned amongst the many Agadat Gemaras that Omar Rab Chanina Bar Papa. Rab Chanina Bar Papa said, Bikash HaKadosh Baruch Hu lases es Yerushalayim b'midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted originally that Yerushalayim should have a very precise measurement. Shenemar, and we know it from the Nevuahs of Zechariah. Zechariah says, I saw a Malach coming with a measuring stick, and I asked him, what are you doing? Lomudas Yerushalayim, Lirais Kamerach, Bavakama Arka. And when the Malach Yasharis heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Yerushalayim with a measurement, they said, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribayna Shalayim, Harbe Krakim, Barasa Baylamcha, Shal Umay Sa'ayim, Vlein Asata Midas Arkan, Umidas Rachman. Yerushalayim. Yet Yerushalayim, Sheshimcha betoicha, Umiktoshcha betoicha, Vitzadikim betoicha, Atenoisem ba mida. Dafke here, there's going to be a mida miyad immediately. Zechariah says that I see a malach running to this malach who's coming to measure Yerushalayim, and he says, drop the measuring stick right now because Yerushalayim is going to be prozois teishev. Why miroiv adam ubehema mitoicha? There's not going to be any measurements to Yerushalayim. So, what did the Malachi Asharis tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're measuring Yerushalayim? Do you know what Yerushalayim is? Yerushalayim is a place where your name is. Yerushalayim is a place where your mikdash is. And Yerushalayim is a place where the tzaddikim are. How could you take a place like this and measure it? The Mashah on this Gemara says that Yesh Loimar, the oimik of the taina of the Malachi Asharis, that how could you measure Yerushalayim? How could you give a midas arkun, a midas rachbam, considering shimcha betoicha, mikdashcha betoicha, and tzadikim betoicha, is based on a medrash, which is a Yalkut Shemoyne in Yeshaya, that says that Yerushalayim de la'asid, yir gadol koikach, K'moy ore kol Eretz Yisrael dahashta, that the Yerushalayim of La'asid is going to be the size of Eretz Yisrael today. So Eretz Yisrael today, the entire land from sea to shining sea, that will be the size, the square footage of Yerushalayim de La'asid lave. U'beis hamikdash ebetoicha, and the beis hamikdash of Yerushalayim de La'asid, yir gadol kol kach is going to be so big, k'moy Yerushalayim dahashta, like Yerushalayim is right now. That means if you want to know where the Beis HaMikdash of La'asid is going to be, it's Tahein to get Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim today, the entire Yerushalayim, that is going to be the Makam HaMikdash. The entire Eretz Yisrael today is going to be Yerushalayim. This is a medrash that the Marsha brings. So says the Marsha that that was the taina of the Malachi Asharis. The Malachi Asharis was saying, you're measuring Yerushalayim. You know what Yerushalayim is? We're not going to go in order. Mikdashcha besoicha. Yerushalayim one day will be the Makam HaMikdash. How are you measuring Midas Arkun or Midas Rachban Shal Makam HaMikdash? It's not just Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Kodesh, Varezach. Oh, but it's Mikdash HaBetoicha. You're dealing with the Beis HaMikdash. Not just that, Shimcha HaBetoicha. We know that in the Gvulin, when the Kehanim used to duchen, so Loikesha Ani Nichtav Ani Nikra. But in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yidin, the Kehanim, were able to say the Shem Havaya, literally Kichsovoy. So Yerushalayim is a place where Shimcha is Betoicha. Where one day the Kayanim are going to be able to say the Shem Havaya. V'tzadikim betoicha. The Kayanim who ate Kotshe Kadoshim, they had to eat a dafka in the Azara. They had to eat a dafka in the Makam HaMikdash. But one day Yerushalayim is going to be the Makam HaMikdash, which means it's going to be a place where the tzaddikim, the Kayhanim, all the Kedoshim are going to be eating Kotshe Kadoshim. So the time that the Malachi Asharis was, Yerushalayim is Kodesh Farzach. But there's a Toysefes Kedusha that Yerushalayim has, Al Shema Asid, because one day it's going to be Shimcha B'toicha. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be pronounced Kichsava. U'miktashcha betoicha. The whole area is going to be the Makam HaMikdash. V'tzadikim betoicha. The tzadikim are going to be eating Kachi Kadoshim, and says the Marsha. That's the oimik of the taina of the Malachi Asharis. But this medrash that the Marsha brings, that he uses to explain the Divrei Pi Chacham Chein, this Gemara right here, says that La'asid, Yerushalayim is going to be a lot bigger, which again was the theme of this Gemara. How much bigger? It's going to be the size of the entire Eretz Yisrael. And the Beis HaMikdash is also going to be much bigger. How much bigger? It's going to be the size of Yerushalayim. In fact, it sounds like Yerushalayim will be the Beis HaMikdash. Eretz Yisrael will be Yerushalayim. This medrash that the Mashal brings in this Gemara right here, he brings in at least two other places that I'm aware of. One is Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Kapper Omer, Asidim Bati Knesios Ubati Medrashos Shebabavel Sheyikvu BeEretz Yisrael. There's going to be a day that the Bati Knesios and the Bati Medrashos of Bavel are all going to be in Eretz Yisrael. Shenem Marri learned it from a Kal V'Chomer, from Har Tavor and Har HaKarmel, from the times of Maimed Ar Sinai. But this is Rabbi Elazar Kapper's memory that the Bati Knesios and the Bati Medrashos of Bavel, and it's Lav Dafka Bavel at that time, the Yidden were in Bavel, but all the Bati Knesios and the Bati Medrashos from the ganze Welt, there's going to be a day that they're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So the Marshal in his Chedushi, I got this on that Gemara, Megillah, Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, he says as follows, Val derech zeh yesh lechavim b'mizbar. David HaMelech said, Samachti ba'omrim li, Beis Hashem Nelech. Zeh ha-mizmar b'golos nema. This mizmar that David HaMelech said, he was talking about this man of Golos. She samachti, he said, I'm happy, but only Beis Hashem Nelech, shehu Beis HaKnesses. When I hear that we're going to the Beis Medrash, we're going to the Beis HaKnesses, I'm very bislimcha, ki ilu, oindois hoyu ragleinu, bebeis hamikdash, beYerushalayim. And the reason is because when I'm in the Beis HaKnesses, I'm as if I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason I'm as if I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, because there's going to be a day that all the Batei Knesios are going to be picked up and they're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. And because all those Batei Knesios are going to go to Eretz Yisrael, so right now, when I'm in the Beis HaKnesses, it's as if I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. But what does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? So says the Marshal, Yesh Loimar, the Oimik is, that there's a Chazal that say, and he quotes this Medrash, that there's going to be a day that the Mokam HaMikdash is going to be much bigger than it is today. How much bigger is it going to be? It's going to be the size of Yerushalayim. So where's that additional square footage going to come from? So from the Marshal here, it sounds a little bit like Yerushalayim. It's just going to be the Beis HaMikdash. He says, you know what's going to happen? What's going to happen is all the Bati Knesis and all the Bati Midrashis from the ganze Welt are going to come, and they're going to all attach themselves to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's how you're going to get this bigger Beis HaMikdash, and that's the Oisfer Yerushalayim HaBnuya Ki'ir SheChubrala, because there are things that are going to come and going to be mechaber themselves to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. And what is that? It's all the Bati Knesios and all the Bati Midrashes. So the Yisoid of the Bati Knesios and the Bati Midrashes going to Eretz Yisrael is the Yisoid of the Beis HaMikdash being much bigger than it is today, because that Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, which is a Mikdash Ma'at, one day is going to become part of the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. And that's Samachti Ba'omrim Li Beis HaShem Nelech, because I chap, even right now, when a Yid is in the Beis HaKnesses today, on some level, he's already in the Beis HaMikdash. Because at some point, this Beis HaKnesses is going to plant itself in the Beis HaMikdash. Another place that the Marshal says this is in Masechtas Brachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara B'dir says, Amalei the Rabbi Yochanan. They told Rabbi Yochanan, Ikka Sabi Bebavel. They're out the Yidin living in Bavel. Toma V'Amar. And when he heard it, he was very taken aback. He said, it says, Aman Yirbu Yumechem V'mei V'nechem Alu Adomiksev. Ava B'chutz Lo'aretz Lo'i. Kivet Amalei when they told him, Kadu M'chashu L'bein K'nishta. But when he heard that they get up early and they go to Beis HaKnesses and they stay up late in the Beis HaKnesses, Omar, he said, Hainu da hanuluhu. Now already I understand. Dr. Marshall, what's the oimik? The oimik is l'man yirbu yumeichem uvimei v'neichem alu adama. It has to be alu adama. Abasidin bate knesias ubate midrashes one day to be in Eretz Yisrael. And because they're one day going to be in Eretz Yisrael, when you're in a Beis HaKnesses, you're in a Beis HaMedrash right now, it's as if you're ready in Eretz Yisrael. And the schoolest of Eretz Yisrael of La'asid you can have today in a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. And that's the Oimek of Rabbi Yochanan. He could understand it because Sabi Bebavel. But when he heard that they're in the Beis, they're living in Eretz Yisrael. They're in Avira, they're Eretz Yisrael. Because when a Yid is in Beis HaKnesses and his Beis Medrash, he's already living in Eretz Yisrael. We always speak out to Chassam Sofer, who talked so much about the Milos of Eretz Yisrael. But at the same time, in all those Shmuzin, and all those Shmuzin, the Chassam Sofer used to say, that's true if you're living outside of Beis Medrash, but a Yid who spends his time in Beis Medrash, b'chol makay muktar umugish l'shmi, it doesn't matter where you are, kalo isik b'teres chatas, it's ke'ilu hikrev chatas, and regardless of where you are, you can have avir d'Eretz Yisrael. This is a little bit of an oimik. The oimik is that we're in the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, it's not just ba'ufin skuli, because this makim really, one day, will be the Makam HaMikdash. And as a result, it has an etroshim already today. We could deher al shem ma'asid, the kedusha of Mikdash today, and the schoolas of Eretz Yisrael of La'asid are things that he is able to find in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. That's the first aura. The second aura is, so on yesterday's daf, Gemara told a story, Shaneimo, and one of the stories that the Gemara told was that Rabbi Yochanan was once darshening to his Talmidim. And he said, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahavi Avonim Toivois Umargolios, Shem Shloishim Al Shloishim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, one day is going to bring Avonim Toivois Umargolios, that are going to be 30 Amos by 30 Amos, the Choykik Ben Eser Al Esrim, he's going to engrave an area that's 10 by 20, Umamidam B'Shari Yerushalayim. And there was a Talmud that heard this, and he started laughing. Liglok Olav Oisei Talmud. He said, Hashto Kebeyasa Ditzitz Loloi Mashkechinan. I've never seen stone in a tiny size. Kulei hai mashkechinan, it's impossible that this is going to happen. The Yomim, sometime later, Hefligas finas bayam. That Talmud was traveling at sea. Chazam alachi asharis, the yasvi, the kamenasri, avonim toivois, from Argolias, shehem lamed al lamed, the chokuk bahem esse barum esrim. And he saw mamish what Rabbi Yochanan said was going to happen. And he started a conversation with the malachi asharis, said, what's this all about? He says, oh, it's all for the Shari Yerushalayim. So with this Talmud, who initially had scoffed at what Rabbi Yochanan told him, saw that, yeah, it's real. So Asal Kami de Rabbi Yochanan, he goes to his Rebbe, Amalei, and he told him, Droish Rebbe, L'chon no'a lidroish, Kasha Amarto Kein Ro'isi. Rabbi Yochanan heard this, he said, Reika, you empty person. Ilmolei Ro'isa Lo'yhamanta, what? My shir, you didn't believe, but your eyes, you do believe. Melagleg al divrei chachamim ata, you're a melagleg al divrei chachamim, Nosan enav boy, the nasa gal shal atzomis. He looked at him in a funny way, and he became a gal shal atzomis. If you look at the Maseres Hashas, this is not the only place you find this inyan of Nosan enav boy, the nasa gal shal atzomis. And this seems to be some superhuman kayach that tzaddikim in our Gemara, the great Rabbi Yochanan had, that they could look at someone with those piercing eyes, and the person literally becomes a heap of stones. All the lechus of his body is gone, like Atzmas Yosef, and all you are a bunch of atzamas. And obviously, this is an inyan that's above our pay grade. But I'll tell you a dover nifla that I found in the Torah from the Chassam Sofer, and he brings this from his Rebbe, the Hafla. The Chassam Sofer says this in Torah's Moshe, in Parshas Vayishlach, in the context of the encounter between Yaakov and Esav, which is right in the beginning of the parasha, and it's also in the Drushim Va'agodos, Daf Kuf Mem Beis, it's a long drasha that the Chassam Sofer said, the drasha is called Ur Tzadikim Yismach, and he brings this inyan, b'shem his Rebbe Dafla as well. Dafla said, that we know Chazal say, it's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph, also L'Estaka B'fnei Rasha. And Yid's not allowed to look at a Rasha. So the Afla said, why are you not allowed to look at a Rasha? He said, because when you look at something, you're moishech, you schlep a little bit from what you're looking at into your being, into your essence. When you look at, it doesn't matter what you're looking at, everything, davar mutter, davar asa. When you look at something, what you see now becomes like a photograph inside your metzias. It now becomes part and parcel of you. And it's for that reason said the Hafla, also lehistakel b'fnei Rasha, mishum shemoyshech ala mitomasai. Because if you're going to look at a Rasha, you're going to schlep a little bit from the tomb of the Rasha, and that's going to become part of you. We know, when it comes to a tzaddik, Chazal say, v'hoyu einecha royes esmeirecha. Said the Hafla, because it's the antithesis of that. When you look at a tzaddik, what happens? When you look at a tzaddik, you're going to be moishech from the kedusha. And as a result, you're going to become more kaddish. So usually when you talk about what you are allowed to look at, what you're not allowed to look at, it's more in the context of arayas, it's more in the context of taiva. There's an inyan that whatever you look at, doesn't matter what it is. You look at a davar shel toma, you're moishech toma. And if you look at a davar shel kedusha, you're moishech kedusha. And that's the yisoid of also lehistakel b'fnei Rasha. But the Afla said as follows. The Afla said that we know that every tumah really has in it a nitzitz of kedusha. Because if it didn't have a nitzitz of kedusha, it wouldn't be able to exist. It would dissipate. It would be gone. It would become Toyu Vavayu. Tumah can't exist without Kedusha, which means that every Tumah, and really every Rasha, Chayra, has in him some level of Kedusha. Because if it doesn't have some level of Kedusha, then Memela, it wouldn't be able to exist. So said the Hafla, if you have a Yid that's a Tzadik Gomer, that Tzadik Gomer who doesn't have to be worried that maybe he's going to somehow be mushba from the Tumah that he's looking at. And Fakir, he's able to pick and choose. He can be Boyer the Oichem Itaich Soilus of what it is that he's looking at. He can look at a Rasha. You know why? Because when he looks at the Rasha, he's not going to be Moshech the Tumah. You know what he's going to be Moshech? He's going to be Moshech the Nitzitz of Kedusha. Said the Hafla, that's the Soil that you find in Shas of Nasa Gal Shel Atzomus, that there were times that Tzadikim would look at a Rasha and all of a sudden they became a Gal Shel Atzomus. You know what happened? Because by them looking, they were Moshech, but they weren't Moshech the Tumah of the Rasha, of the Reka. What they were Moshech was, they were Moshech the Kedusha. And because they were Moshech the Kedusha, so it's for that reason there was nothing left. And if there was nothing left, if they literally Vayinatzu es Mitzrayim, there's no nitzotzes there at all, then memela, you're going to end up becoming a Gal Shel Atzomus. And that's that oimik of Nasal of Gal Shel Atzomus, because he's schlepping everything out. If you think about it, it's a little bit counterintuitive, because usually when you think of the gaze of a tzaddik, the Nasa of Gal Shel Atzomus, you think that the tzaddik is imposing something. It's just the opposite. It's not mesira, it's meshicha. He's not giving you something, he's taking from you. He's not some spell that all of a sudden, boom, through some mechvesnish, these weight. No, that's not what it is. It's meshicha. He schleps out in the tzoytzes of Kedusha. And it was for that reason this person in our sugya and all these different people throughout Shas are just turning into humps and mounds of atzomis. It's because the last nitzos was taken away from him. How does this come into Parshas Vayishlach? So the Chasam Sofer Kedarka says a davar niflo. He says that Yaakov Avinu was going to meet Esav. Before he met Esav, what did he do? He sends him a mincha, right? Vayishlach Yaakov. We know what he did. He sends him a mincha. The pasuk says, Ki Omar, Yaakov Avinu said, Achapro ponav ba mincha, ha-hoyleches lefanoi. Let me give him a gift. Va'achre kein eroponav ula yisaponai. So the Chasam Sofer has some diktukim in the psukim ayin sham. But the punchline that the Chasam Sofer says is as follows. He said that Yaakov Avinu was about to meet Esav. And he was afraid to meet Esav. The reason he was afraid to meet Esav is because, just like the Ovis, we know, are the Merkava to the Shechina, Esav was the Merkava for the Samech Mem, the Shoyne Azov Shalach Sam Sofer. And because he was the Merkava for the Samech Mem, he knew the amount of Tumah that was Shoyra and that was residing over Esav was Mamash Nat Shayach. And it's for that reason he was Pashid afraid to look at him. He was afraid that he was going to somehow be Moshech Tumah. And he says, even though there's a Nitzitz of Kedusha, but he wasn't even sure how much of that nitzitz was left. And as a result, he was afraid that he was going to be Moshech Sam Tumah. And because he was going to end up being Moshech Tumah, it was Vayira Yaakov. He was very, very afraid. So what did he do? He sent him a mincha. Why did he send him a mincha? So he says, it's Yadua, that Arizal said, the pasuk says, Vayilaki Yosef es kol hakesef, that there was a hunger in the world, and Yosef starts gathering, he starts amassing this great fortune from all over the world. And it's Yadua that Arizal said, what was the oimik? He said, the oimik was because Yidden came into Mitzrayim to be a Vayinatzu as Mitzrayim. They had to take the Nitzoytzes of Kedusha out of Mitzrayim. Right, that's why you can't go back to Mitzrayim because there's no Nitzoytzes left anymore to take out. But before the Yidden came to Mitzrayim, the Eibishter wanted that there should be Nitzoytzes from different places. So like this, you'll have Nitzoytzes from different places in the world. So when the Yidden are Vayinatzu, they're not just taking out the Nitzoytzes of Mitzrayim. They'll be able to be Masakin a lot of the Urech HaGolos by taking Nitzoytzes that came from different places. And that's the Oymik of Vayilakid Yosef is called Kesef, because like this, he took the tzoytzes from all the different arotzes, so the Yidden could be vayinatzu. They could take not only the tzoytzes of Mitzrayim, but they could take the tzoytzes from the ganze Welt. So the Chasam Sofer said, you see from here, Dovin Neuro, you see from here that a person's money can represent his essence. And through his money, there could be a hemshech of his netzoytzes. If the netzoytzes of all these arotzes came to Mitzrayim through Vayelakit Yosef as kol hakesef, zois noy meres, licked in the geld von a mensch, the netzoytzes von a mensch. Ad kidei kach, that when Yosef is malakit, all the netzoitzes, he's being malakit, all the kesef, he's being malakit, all the different netzoitzes. Now, if this yosoit sounds familiar, this is what we spoke out recently from Shuab Shlita, from the Goyen, this Indian, that's why Kinyan Kaspay of a Goyen is allowed to eat truma, and that's why Tkuma Hoysaloi with regards to Vayokum Stay Ephraim, because a person's mumin, a person's rechush becomes part of his essence. And you see it in this Arizal, says the Chassam Sofer. Vayilakit Yosef is kol ha-kesef, shebozeh liket kol ma shenoflu nitzoytzos. He was able to be malakit the nitzoytzos. So Yaakov Avinu has to meet Esav. He's going to have to look at him. He's afraid to look at him because he doesn't want to be Moshech Tuma. And he's not sure how much Nitzoytzes they are. So you know what Yaakov Avinu did? He said a Chabad patent. He gave him a Matana. By Yaakov Avinu giving a Matana, he's taking some of his Nitzoytzes, which is Kedusha. He's the Merkava to the Shechina. And he gives it to Esav. So now when he looks at Esav, you know what he's going to be Moshech? He's going to be Moshech back to Kedusha. He's going to take it back. That's the Pneumius. That's the Soyuz of what's going on over here. Ki Omar Achab Reponov Bamincha Ha'oileches Lefanoi Va'achre Kein Ereponov Ula Yisaponai. And like this, maybe I'll be able to get out of this whole mess. I'll be able to fadin this whole situation. That's the oimik, that's the soy that's going on over here. Whatever a person looks at, it makes a roishim on his essence. If it's toma, it's toma. If it's kedusha, it's kedusha. Everything in the world is tome, it's tahar, it's kadosh, it's chulin. Everything falls into a bucket. And regardless of what a person looks at, it makes a hashpa on that person. And that's the yesoid of Asa L'Stakob Ifnei Rasha. That's the yesoid of Ahoyu Einecha Royois Esmeirecha. And that, Chassam Sofer brings B'Shem Rabbi Hagadol Dafla, was the oimik of Nasa Gal Shel Atzomus, that the tzaddik was able to be Moshech, and there were times that they would be Moshech, the nitzitz of Kedusha that the Rasha has. And when you do that, it's Nasa Gal Shel Atzomus. We're going to stop here. Bez Hashem, we left some raid on the table, which means we're going to have to refer back to the Agadot of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana again. Bez Hashem tomorrow.